Democrats take control of the House on Thursday. They'll vote on two bills that would put an end to the government shutdown. One would fund the Department of Homeland Security and offer the president some money for border fencing, if not his wall. The other would fund the rest of the federal agencies that have been mostly shuttered for the past 11 days now. In an interview with Fox News on New Year's Eve, President Trump said he was ready to cut a deal with Democrats if they funded a wall.
I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. And so I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
Joining us for the latest, NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. Ayesha, Happy New Year to you as well, although we're not so sure how happy things are going to be in Washington. Tell us first about the bill that would fund Homeland Security. This is at current levels, and it's only through February 8th?
Yeah, so this would just kind of give them a bit of breathing room because it's DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, where the real kind of beef is between Democrats and the president, because he wants funding for some type of wall or barrier on the southern border. And so that would just be kind of stop the gap. And then you would have another selection of bills that would fund basically the rest of the agencies that have been shut down that aren't really controversial.
You know, these are House bills. The Democrats will control the House starting Thursday. Is the thinking that they will pass in the House, but then not in the Senate?
So, yes. So the thought is, in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not take up any bill for a vote unless President Trump supports it. And as we just heard, President Trump is saying without a wall, we will not support it. So it doesn't seem like what they're voting on in the House will go anywhere.
Speaking of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, where has he been during this? It's a government shutdown.
Well, it seems like what happened was you have the Senate pass a bill before the government shut down that didn't include funding for a wall. It seemed like they had an understanding that Trump would sign it. He decided he would not, and we ended up with a shutdown. And so basically the Senate said until the Democrats and the president reach an agreement, we're not going to vote on anything because it's not going to work unless they all get on the same page.
Well, and talk about that possibility of a negotiation, because we all remember in December the president said he'd be proud to shut down the government for border security. This was in that sit down in the Oval Office with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And in that moment, he also said he wouldn't blame the Democrats for a shutdown. Now he's blaming the Democrats entirely for the shutdown. And yet he stayed in Washington, did not go to Mar-a-Lago, did not go to Florida for a break or for his, cherished New Year's Eve party. And did he not reach out to Democrats? Did Democrats not reach out to him? How does that normally work?
Well, it seems like the talks have not really been ongoing. Like there had been a stall in the talks. And really, Democrats are saying they're not going to give anything for a wall. And that appears right now to be unacceptable to the president. So there just hasn't been any give and take over these past couple of days.
And we have said this before, but you have people like Senator Lindsey Graham saying, why should Democrats give anything if they don't get something? I mean, there's an understanding in Congress that that's usually how it works. But, you know, the president is fulfilling his campaign promise. That's what he says. Can he get out of this without anything short of at least the $5 billion that he wants for the wall?
I think that he could probably get out of this without the $5 billion. The question is, can he get out of this without any funding for the wall, which, as you said, is a central promise to his campaign? So is he going to be able to offer something to Democrats, or will the Democrats feel pressure to give him some type of money for a barrier? I think that's the real question right now.
Well, and you've got the Smithsonian Museums set to close tomorrow. Across the country, hundreds of thousands of government employees and contractors will lose their first paycheck January 11th. We're getting news that places like Joshua Tree Campgrounds, the parks are open but unstaffed, and Joshua Tree has just closed its campgrounds because the toilets are near capacity. They've had volunteers trying to stay ahead of things there. They can't. So it would seem, you know, pressure's mounting for lawmakers.
You're going to start seeing the real effects of this shutdown. We've had holidays, and so things were kind of quiet. But you have the USDA, where the offices that offer loans to farmers, they were able to stay open a little while. They're going to have to close now. So if you're a farmer and you've been hurt by tariffs, you really need some money, you're not going to be able to get it. You have the IRS, where many people are on furlough. It's about to be tax filing season. Mm-hmm. So this is going to have some real implications.
That's NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. Ayesha, thank you.
Thank you.